dating practices are being changed again by geosocial networking applications. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Corey Johnson, professor in the Department of Recreation and Leisure Studies at the University of Waterloo, takes a look at this new landscape.
The introduction of new innovations like cars, telephones, birth control pills, and the internet have changed dating practices dramatically throughout history. And now with the use of geosocial networking applications, or GSNAs, dating practices are changing again. GSNAs use cell phones and satellites to create computer-mediated communication, whereby users exchange a series of electronic messages and participate in relational activities starting in cyberspace. GSNAs boast millions of users, and yet there is little research exploring their influence on the individual and culture. Therefore, my project team conducted semi-structured interviews with 35 GSNA users chosen to achieve diversity across gender and sexual identity. What we found is, 1, GSNAs facilitate new social, romantic, and sexual connections, especially useful for connecting individuals from marginalized populations where it's hard to locate partners. 2, GSNAs also make the process of courtship more efficient and less laborious, affording users greater control over their interactions. 3, sexual and non-sexual encounters contribute to mutual feelings of closeness. 4, many use GSNAs to arrange hookups with strangers, but suggested creating a sense of closeness prior to sex promotes feelings of familiarity, trust, and reciprocity. As our inquiry and analysis dive deeper, we hope to more broadly understand similarities and differences according to different sexual and gender identities, and the importance of both context and country.
That was Corey Johnson of the University of Waterloo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.